Hey, fans, viewers, and listeners, welcome to another exciting episode of Fight Inside Podcast. I'm your co-host for today, Rain Cruz, also known as Ringside Rain, ring announcer for Up Next Fighting. And with me, as always, is Timmy B. Before we get things started, please follow and subscribe to Fight Inside Podcast to get the latest news and updates from our show. Our guest today is Taylor McClatchy, who will talk about her passion for Muay Thai and her life as a retired scientist, plus being the Road to One champion. Also, we will react to the Apprentice One Championship 2 Edition Season 2 trailer, and we will pick if we want to be an undefeated UFC champion or a two-division champion. All that and more. So what are we waiting for? Tim, hit it!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fight Inside Podcast.
All right. Our guest today is one that we've wanted to have on the show for a long time. She's one of Canada's greatest Muay Thai fighters. She holds a record of 56-6. Rain, I have never done anything that many times in my life. Born and raised and fighting out of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, she began cardio kickboxing at the age of 13 due to peer pressure. And look where she is now, Rain. She is the North American champion, number one ranked WBC Canadian 125 pounder, an IFMA Pan Am gold medalist, and a world silver and bronze medalist. She's a cat mom. She's a cellular molecular scientist. And the list goes on. But last month may be her greatest accomplishment to date, as she claimed the inaugural Canadian 1FC 125 pound Road to One Championship. Rain, bring her in.
Please welcome Taylor McClatchy.
Oh, wow. Oh, hi.
The champ is here.
Hi. That's me.
Taylor, very Canadian of you. You're supposed to be more outgoing and blusterous, you know, as a champion.
Sorry. That's all you get.
That's all we get. Taylor, it's very, very, very excited to finally meet you, because I've been following your career for a long time now. For followers and friends of the podcast, you are good friends with our good friend, Regan Coconut Gowing.
She's the best.
She is the best, or is it all a facade?
No, she is the best. We're going, we're actually going on a, I'm gonna call it a romantic trip, to Thailand at the end of the month. We're going together.
Very nice. Yes. Are you going, and how long will you be there for?
I'm going to be about 6 weeks, and I believe she's staying through to April, I think.
Holy moly.
So she's like staying, going to get fights in and crush people there. People her own size, right? She's just a little tiny. She's like a little tiny person. So Thailand's the place to be. So I'm only doing 6 weeks. It's my first time, but she's been several times and lived there. So she's going to be staying for a little longer, hopefully. Hopefully get a lot of fights in.
That is so crazy. I know there's a guy that trains at Stride Muay Thai, Noah Giraldo. Shout out to Noah. He just went there a few months ago, him and another student from their gym. And he picked up fights right away out there and was winning fights there. And now he's back in Canada winning fights. So, I mean, that's the place to go. So is that, what gym will you be training at?
It's honestly still up in the air. I think Regan and I are going to start at Fairtex, because she was there earlier in the year, or last year. I don't remember anymore. She was there. So we're going to start there. They have a lot of girls, women that are fighting in one, small gloves, females, which is very cool. Like I don't train with women very often. So to get high level female training in, I'm really excited for. So I'm going to do definitely a couple weeks there. I would like to do a couple weeks with Ajahn Burklerk. Like that's my Thai lineage through Kru Jeff is Ajahn Burklerk. So go up to Lampang and train in like rural Thailand a little bit with like a legend. And then I'm open to adding one more gym, maybe in the islands, just to like get a little bit of the experiences everywhere.
I'm
not looking to fight while I'm there. So I just want to like do Thailand like a vacation, but a vacation that's full of Muay Thai, because I love Muay Thai.
That's the best kind of vacation. There's a girl that I know that trains out of Syndicate, MMA in California, and her husband, Avery Sage, she was just out in Thailand, her and her husband. Oh,
I met her at one of Regan's fights. I'm pretty sure it was one of Regan's fights. I've cornered Regan a couple of times. So I've met her and her husband.
Okay. Yeah. So very cool people. And they were just in Thailand. I was thinking of having them on the podcast to talk about like going out there, because I know lots of the people that watch this podcast, obviously, or listen to the podcast are, you know, Muay Thai practitioners themselves or fighters. And I know I always wanted to go. When I was training, I wanted to go out there. I wanted to go train at like Tiger Muay Thai or whatever. And so I just want to know like how that all goes. But it must be so exciting to be doing that.
Yeah. So I've been once. I fought Worlds in Bangkok, but we kind of like flew in, trained for 5 days as Team Canada. So like Crew Jeff was one running our session. So it was like training with my coach. It was just hotter. And then we fought the tournament, and then I had like 24 hours to explore Thailand with my friend before we came home. I've been, but I haven't done it. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. That's going to be amazing. At Fairtex Gym, one of our friends who also is a Road to One winner is Celeste Hansen.
Yes.
I know she trains out there. So make sure you say hi to her. She's a good friend of ours.
Oh,
and
cool.
I think another girl, Claire Rankinex. I forget.
Rankin.
Claire Rankin, she fights actually next week, and she trains out of there as well. So very
cool. Yeah, well, and they have the champ in my weight class. Smilla is there.
Oh yes.
And then I think there's a couple other girls that are fighting like small gloves Muay Thai. So
very cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That all said, you are now the Road to One champion. 125 pounder.
Yes.
What the heck does that mean?
So I won a contract to one championship. It was Kieran Kettle out of Muay Thai World Cup. Ran an 8-woman tournament and 2 8-man tournaments, and the winner got a one championship contract for $100,000, which is insane.
Dang. So what does that mean though? Because when you say you won a $100,000 contract, does that mean like you have to fight X number of times to get the money, or like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's a 5-fight contract.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. So you fight 5 times. If win or lose, that money is yours, or does it mean you could get more?
I mean, one championship does incredible bonuses. So you can, it seems like there's always more, but yes. I haven't actually signed a contract, so I haven't seen the fine print on it. Like what happens, like win, lose, draw, like what the contract actually specifies, but what was on the posters was 5 fights and 100K. So,
and you sure it wasn't 100K bot, right? Like it's 100K.
No, I checked that.
Just in case.
Right before I blew my knee, I was going to fight for Infusion, and it was a reality show, and the winner was going to get 100,000 Thai bot.
Yeah.
So I was like, which it was like $3,000, which I mean, I'll take, but it's not as cool.
not the same. Rain, yeah. That, so guess what? That means when you're fighting in fighting for 1FC, you're going to meet our good buddy that we just had on, Rain. Ooh. Frank Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
The translator, we just had him on. And did you see when the translator got the 50,000 bonus?
No.
They gave the translator 50,000. And he like broke down crying in the ring. Like it was so beautiful. So we had him on.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't see that. That's so sweet. Yeah. Makes my heart happy.
I know. Yeah. You got to watch that video. That video is amazing. So you're there. We want to get to know a little bit about you. Speaking of Regan Gowing, she says that there's a very good story that you have about something that she says to you before every fight based on a comedian show that you watch. Here's a cat. If you're not on video, who is this, Taylor?
This is Inigo Montoya, my cat.
Hello, Inigo Montoya.
He's rather chubby. He's on a diet.
He's very, very cute. How old is he?
He's about 7. He's a rescue. Oh. So we're not really sure.
Does he want a girlfriend? Hold on.
Oh, hold on. Let's
go. Here we go.
She's so fluffy. Who is this?
This is Eevee.
Eevee, like the Pokemon?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Amazing. So, amazing.
And of course, yes. Inigo Montoya is from Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Yes. Yeah,
there we go. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, okay. That's a match made in heaven right there, Rain.
So, love it.
Rain, will you officiate the wedding, please?
I will. Please. I will. Yes. And we'll announce both of them too in my ring announcer voice. Let's go. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. So perfect. Taylor, what about this story? And sorry. I heard it's terrible. So what is the story here? What is the thing that Regan says to you before your fight?
So we watched Chris D'Elia, who has since been canceled, I believe, but we did watch him. He's still funny, whatever. And we were, I don't know whether she was coaching me or I was coaching her. I don't remember, but we were saying that we needed, whoever it was, needed to like commit and like do the things and like don't hold back and all those things that you try to tell yourself when you're going to go and get in a fist fight with someone. And he has this bit about, am I allowed to swear?
Oh, please. Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't know how I was going to get through that.
Yeah.
About how like, how everybody, nobody thinks they fuck medium. Everybody thinks they fuck hard. And that has stuck with us for like, I don't know, 5 years now. And it's not good. It's not cute. But yet every time she's like, Taylor, fuck her hard. And you're like, okay. Okay.
Whoa.
Anyway, it's a good bit. You should look it up. But yeah. It's very strange when a tiny blonde woman is telling you to go commit murder on other people. Mm. In those words.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. That's a good story for the children, Taylor.
I'm not a comedian, so I can't do it justice. I will not try.
No. I feel like you did it well. I'll cut this segment and I'll make it look like a perfectionist. So don't worry.
Right? No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, it's funny because I was going to ask you, like, you've stayed in Ottawa for most of your life training in Muay Thai?
Yeah. I grew up just outside of Ottawa, and then I moved into the city. But I mean, that's like a half hour. That's just, it's all Ottawa, really.
So how is it that Ottawa seems to be the hotbed of Muay Thai that is creating these fighters that are, you know, Regan's going out and winning the Lion Fight Championships and here you are winning Road to One? Like, it's kind of crazy, no? Like these little small town white girls are just dominating the Muay Thai.
Like, yeah, it's true. I don't know. I mean, we both came up with Crew Jeff Harrison, like through our amateur careers, and Regan split off, I don't know, time's weird now, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But I mean, and then her coach that she's with now was at the same gym as Crew Jeff when we were coming up. So like, really, it was all one gym, and then we kind of split off a little bit.
Right, right.
So I mean, there's something to be said for that system, I think. Because
it is a thing, because Rain, we talk about it, like how like certain gyms you'll see just breed success. And like, there's just a lot of winners coming out of one gym. And then on the flip side, Taylor, sometimes you'll see gyms that like, there's a lot of losers and you're like, oh, something's not great. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what does it mean now for your future? Like, so now, okay. So now you were training at Ottawa, you're getting all that training, you're becoming a world champion now on this, now the greatest stage for Muay Thai, right? ONE FC.
I would say so. I don't know where else you would go for a bigger exposure, bigger reach, better matches. Like, I don't think there's anywhere else to go. So yeah, I'm really excited.
nothing, Taylor. The answer is nothing. ONE FC just posted today they've hit 100 million followers across all their social platforms.
I saw that and I was like, that's insane.
So here goes Ottawa, Taylor McClatchy. Go out, F some girl hard, and you're going to reach 100 million views of people seeing you do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the stage is just so, so much bigger now. Cause like Road to One was huge. I think a lot of Muay Thai in Canada tuned into that because it was the first time an opportunity like that had ever come up in Canada. But even that is only reaching Muay Thai in Canada, which is, it's big for me, but like, it's not big It's not big outside of that community.
Right.
But now we're branching out, and there's just so many more people that are going to be in on it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then just briefly, how does a molecular scientist become a Muay Thai fighter?
I think it's more that a Muay Thai fighter fell in love with Muay Thai and then realized that she could get paid to do a master's degree. Ooh. and like make your own schedule and have some flexibility and continue training while getting a degree, just in case, you know, fighting doesn't work out. Yeah, like it was a kind of I hedged my bets on that one, that I didn't like fully quit my job and go all in my 20s, but I stuck it out through school. And I always say that, like, if I have one superpower, it would be time management. So I was able to fight at a high level while doing grad school. And then the same senior scientist hired me out of grad school. So I got to keep the flexibility that I had in my master's when I worked there for, I want to say 5 years. And I've been retired for 3 months now. It's great.
Wow.
It's great.
You look good for being an old retired lady.
Right? I've been,
you know what I mean? Like, the skin regimen must have been very good, you know?
Yeah. Retired from science. It's fantastic.
Yeah. What is your goal now? Like, what is the ultimate goal for you now? Where do you go, and what do you do from here?
I am looking to, like, I feel like the past, no, what am I trying to say? I just want to keep going up. I want to fight people up and up and up and up, and right. see how high we can go. Right. Yeah. I think there's something to be said for always having to rise to the occasion and not just staying or fighting people down just so you win all the time. Like, I'm really excited to just have to rise to fight the next person and rise from there and rise from there and see how far we can get. And in a female division, generally, it doesn't seem to take that much time before you're fighting for a title, before you're a challenger for a title. So that's like the ultimate goal would be a big ass one championship belt, but there's some steps first, but I'm really, really excited for those steps.
Yeah. It's crazy. Rain, do you have anything to ask the champion?
Yeah. So I'm curious about, you know, your background as a retired scientist, you know, with all the knowledge that you have from being a scientist, how did that play with you basically conditioning your body to be ready for a fight?
Okay. So I studied reproductive biology in mice. So
very relatable, like, to Muay Thai.
Very, very relatable. Like, it's an interesting parallel sometimes, I think, because Muay Thai and Muay Thai coaches are generally kind of old school. Like, it's not necessarily based in science, but it will make you very strong and very tough and very durable and very technical. But sometimes you're doing horrible work all the time to be ready to get in a fight with someone and do something that is very, very difficult. So I wouldn't change that. I don't think, even having a background in science, I'm not sure I would change that. I don't want to change that. Like, I'm going to Thailand and I'm really excited to train there, but I can't wait to get back and get to work with Crew Jeff in the style that we've always done, that may not be super scientific, but has proven wins for me. Mm-hmm. So, like, in my head, sometimes I was like, "Oh, this is dumb," but at the same time, it works, and I've won a lot of fights doing it. So I don't want to change any of it.
Yeah, awesome. 56 wins.
Yeah, which is crazy to me. Like,
it's I feel like
we were just at 20, like, not that long ago, and. Yeah. Now we're at a big number.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It's crazy. And you're right. You know, a few big wins, a few big knockouts, right? Definitely don't be nice. Like, I know you're Canadian. You're going to go overseas and you're going to, like, be murdering some people. And you're going to be like, all right, maybe I should take it easy on them. Do not do that. Finish these girls. Because
that's what my dad says before every fight. He says, it's time to not be nice. Yeah. Every time. And he said it since, like, my first fight, which is really cute. So Regan says her horrible things, and then my dad always looks at me and goes, it's time to not be nice. And there's always a finger. And yeah, that's it. You gotta make a statement, I think, especially the small gloves. The small gloves are really scary.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, right? Like, that's what 1FC brings to the table. It's very exciting. You've got so many opportunities here, Taylor, because not only do you go over there, you make a name for yourself, you know, get to that title shot or whatever, but you just start making a name for yourself. They're doing the events here in America now too.
Yeah.
Right? You could be the face of North American Muay Thai within a year. You know what I mean? Like, you could be on the billboard. You could be the one headlining along with Mighty Mouse or Sage Northcutt or whoever the hell,
right?
You know, they want to put up there, but you could be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, Brains, we could say we know her. I know.
You take a picture and you're like, yay, Taylor.
This is the best part. This is the best part. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're just exploding so fast. Mm-hmm. And like the stars of one, a lot of them were made in one.
Right.
There are some that have crossed over, obviously, but a lot of them had their first big fights there, and then that's it. Then the world's on board with your career, and that's really cool. And that, like, then there's a future in Muay Thai.
Yeah.
And that, I think there hasn't necessarily been a future for people in Muay Thai that's like really sustainable before, and that's really cool to me that I might get to be permanently retired from science.
Yeah. Yes. That's
like,
all.
As opposed to just taking a break to like do this cool athletic thing for a little while and then eventually like rejoin the grown up world. But I'm.
Yeah. Trust me. It sucks. Right? Over here, Taylor. You don't want to be in this world. This is a terrible world to be in.
I dissected mice for a living. Like, I don't want to go back for that. I'm not in.
Yeah, well, we're not doing that. But Taylor, Rain, is there anything you want to ask before I ask the last question?
Oh, yeah. So aside from Muay Thai, what else are you excited about, you know, going to Thailand? Like food maybe, or the weather?
Weather for sure. I'm coming to the realization that I'm going to miss like the 6 worst weeks of winter. Great. And the food, because last time I was there, I was cutting weight to make 125 for like 4 days in a row. So I didn't eat any Thai food. I ate Thai food for one day. So I'm just ready for coconut ice cream is what I want.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, with the peanuts on top.
Small dreams from the big champ here, Rain. Just all he needs is some coconut ice cream with peanuts. Taylor, before we let you go in and before I ask you my last question, is there anything that you want to say to the fans, viewers, and listeners of the podcast?
I got nothing. No, I'm just really excited. I got nothing. I'm just like...
Maybe to young girls that are looking up to you when you're the champion and people find this podcast and go, oh my God, let's see what Taylor's about. What do you want to say to like the young girls striving to be champions themselves?
Just like I'm so thankful that people are like, I hugged so many little girls after I won Road to One. There were so many little girls in the audience, which is like really cool to me that there were little girls that were watching professional female Muay Thai. I don't remember. I didn't do that. I kind of like fell into fighting. So I'm so pumped to see the young women that have like grown up being like, I want to fight. I want to be an athlete. This is a path that I'm setting for myself as opposed to one that I'm just like kind of falling into and never stopping and suddenly being at the end. So just don't stop. If you love what you're doing, do that. I quit my job this year. I've arranged my whole life now. Finally, I'm 30. I'm 32 next week, but that's fine. I'm 30.
I was going to say happy birthday, by the way.
But it took me till I was 32 to like fully arrange my life to do what I want to do. And it's the best.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best. So I want everyone to try that at least once.
Yeah, definitely.
Early or later, doesn't matter.
When's her birthday, Rain?
Yeah, when's your birthday, Taylor?
It's the 18th. So
I'm the 19th.
Sorry, you're the 19th?
Yeah.
Christmas babies.
Do not let people give you one gift.
No.
For birthday and Christmas. Do not play that game, right? Two separate gifts for Taylor, two separate gifts for Rain.
And no Christmas wrapping paper.
Yes.
No Christmas wrapping paper.
Is that a thing? Is
that's a thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. Rain just always says for me to send her cash, so I don't
write. Okay. That's fair.
Cash gifts. All right. Well, Taylor, it was lovely to meet you. I'm going to ask you a question that we ask all of our guests. And it's a question that my mom used to ask me growing up almost every day. So I'm going to ask it to you. Taylor McClatchy, Road to One champion, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you?
Oh, I'm at a 10. I'm at a 10. I'm at a 10 right now.
Yeah?
I am so zen, and I'm so, like, I've achieved all the things I want to achieve this year, so I'm just coasting it into birthday and Christmas time and then into Thailand, and it's all good.
Life is good. And for those that don't know, for those that don't follow you, you did have, and you mentioned it a little bit before, but you did have some pretty big surgery just a year and a bit ago.
So I had my ACL reconstructed 2 years ago to the day to my Road to One. I signed a contract to fight pro MMA 2.5 years ago. So I decided I was going to learn to wrestle. That came to an abrupt end. it was like one and done. I immediately got my knee exploded. So I that was during COVID, kind of like the end of COVID, but I got really, really lucky that I got a cancellation surgery date. I got my MRI really fast. They kind of fast tracked me through it as an athlete. So I had surgery relatively quickly, and then it's a year and a half recovery. It's a really long process. The outcomes are great. The outcomes are great. Shout out to my friends at Sports Science. They were the best. They got me in the ring. It was like, people kept asking me if I was going to fight Muay Thai again. I was like, yes. Like, it wasn't even a question. But looking back, I realized that has the potential to be a career-ending injury if you don't do it right. And
yeah,
two years later, we did it. And like, I'm better than I was before. And that's amazing to me.
Yeah, that is crazy. So congratulations to you on that. Like, again, the people that don't already follow you, and please do follow. But here, I'm going to put on the bottom of the screen, this is your Instagram. So this is at Taylor McClatchy. If you're listening only on audio, I'll put it in the show notes to find it there. But do follow Taylor, because now your life is going to be great. Your Instagram is going to be fantastic, because it's just going to be coconut ice cream and peanuts and, like, you know, Thailand, beautiful scenery. So we can follow you around on your journey, yes. Right? You're going to document it, obviously.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm unsure that if I have, what is it? A million people, 80 million, how many people, millions of people watching my Instagram, do I have to change it? Do I have to stop putting my cats up there? Like, is that a thing? I don't plan to.
That's why we're following you in the first place, for the cat videos. I mean, what the heck, right? Yeah.
Cats are like a little sprinkling of Muay Thai, but mostly cats.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Well, that's it. Taylor McClatchy, congratulations on everything, on your successes. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, all the best to you and to your family, to Regan, your good friend who gives you terrible advice, inappropriate advice. Yeah, terrible. We will see her again soon. But Taylor, it was lovely to meet you, and good luck in everything. And we'll have you back on the podcast one day. And last thing is, when you meet Stamp Fairtex, please tell her to come say hello to us, because
I will.
I'm a huge fan of Stamp. She's a champ. So yeah, go learn lots from her. Yeah. Get good videos from her too. She seems like she's a really cool person.
Yes, can't wait.
All right. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There she is. The champ, the Canadian champ. So polite, so kind, so nice.
I know. Very humble. Like, you know, you're reading all of her accomplishments, and she's all like humble.
Yeah, just nothing like, oh yeah, okay, I've done 56 victories. Like, it's crazy. Because you think, like, for a female too, to get that many fights.
Yes.
I should have asked her that. Maybe, I wonder how many times she fought the same person. What if she beat the same girl up 55 times?
Oh God.
I'm just kidding. No, that's not it. But no, I mean, congratulations to her, guys. Follow her, because that's crazy. Like, for a young girl out in Canada to be this Muay Thai champion now, and to have this opportunity to fight, right, 5 times at ONE FC. Like, all she has to do is, like she said, like a couple of wins, and then it's a title belt, you know?
Yeah. And it's great that she has that kind of opportunity, you know, because we've heard from other guests before, or from other female fighters, it's always the opportunity that's lacking for our female players. So it's good to talk to someone like Taylor, who has like these kinds of opportunities, because it's an inspiration for other female fighters and for other females who are listening right now, thinking, oh, maybe, you know, you know, I'm looking for that, you know, one, I guess, sign for me to finally step into, you know, fighting.
That's it. That was your sign. That Taylor being here on this podcast, telling you to chase your dreams. That's your sign. Rain, you guys are birthday buddies. I mean, very close, right? Rain's birthday.
Hey!
Yep. Hello.
So you guys, there's still time to participate to Rain's birthday donation drive to benefit Second Chances Rescue. It's the rescue group where I got my two dogs, Joey and Professor. There's three different ways to participate. So you can find that information on my Instagram at ringside rain with an E.
Go help out. Go support Rain. It's a good cause, right? You just saw two beautiful cats fall in love on our podcast, right? You can be helping out those kind of animals and help them find homes and all that good stuff, right? So Rain, friends of the podcast update. If you're here because of Taylor McClatchy, thank you so much. And make sure that you follow and subscribe to us, right? We have this is episode 149.
Wow.
So I can't believe how far. I mean, I don't know how long this is going to go, Rain, to be honest. I mean, at the 2 year mark, I was like, okay, that's it. Right. Once I hit episode 100, 100 was going to be my final episode. I don't know what I'm doing now, but next week on the podcast, first ever, I'm trying to make sure this is right. I believe first ever standing MMA world champion, Bellator flyweight champion, Liz Gorilla Carmouche is on the podcast next week. Very exciting. Very, very excited because I want to talk to her about so many things. Of course, for those that don't know, she's the very first woman to ever set foot in the UFC octagon. She's the first woman that made that walk to the UFC octagon when she fought Ronda Rousey. She has gone on to have an incredible career, and she's now the Bellator champion. Of course, she's in Bellator, which just got bought out by PFL. So what the hell does her whole career mean and what's going on there? So I can't wait to speak to her. She seems open and ready to talk. So I'm very excited. She seems like a very good person. So tune in next week. I do want to say thank you to RageWorks Podcast Network. So, of course, you can find our podcast as well as other great audio podcasts at RageWorksNetwork.com. Friends of the podcast, Sam Alvey. We interviewed him last week. Rain, he's fighting this weekend at Karate Combat. You go to KarateCombat.com to watch him kick ass and get a gold belt. Albert Ochoa, our influencer friend, the guy who dated one of the Kardashians, He fought another boxing fight. He's taken this crap really serious. He got another victory at, I believe, Influencer Fight League. And he's climbing the ranks. So this kid is doing well. So congratulations, Albert. And I do want to say to Commander Dale of Dust, Detroit Urban Survival Training, happy 10th wedding anniversary to Commander Dale. It is actually right today as we record it. So happy anniversary to Commander Dale. Rain, here's something you don't ever see, or you don't see often, but here is Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Wow.
Did you know that Brock Lesnar had essentially a mini-me?
No, I did not know that. I was actually shocked when I saw that picture. But, you know, I think she's probably really influenced by, you know, her dad, you know, probably... One of those things where, and she admired her dad so much, and you know, she wanted to prove that she can be as strong as her dad too.
Are you being extremely polite, Rain?
No,
that literally looks like Brock Lesnar in a wig.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, people say exactly like my father. But like, sure. I don't have any sense to that. To me, it's like, you know what? Yeah, because I'm a
but your father isn't a giant jacked monster, right? Like. That's an athlete, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, that's the first time I've ever seen that photo of her. I didn't even know he had a daughter, but she's like some sort of like shot putting champion. Like she's throwing, I don't even think she's throwing the shot put. I think she's throwing the other competitors with their shot put in hand. And she's just whipping these people across. I mean, that looks like an athlete. So why she's not fighting in MMA ring, I don't know.
Hey, she's probably young right now and still thinking, okay, where should I go? Because remember, Brock is a very influential person. If his daughter would say, hey, dad, I want to go to WWE, Brock would be like, sure. Hey, dad, I want to go to UFC and do MMA. Sure. So yeah. It's a matter of, you know, I guess her deciding which path she wants to take. And I think right now, you know, judging by that picture, she kind of, you know, right now she knows what she wants to do.
Yeah, but I mean, but there's no future in shot putting, right? So she's got to pick something that's going to have like a long thing. But I mean, all I'm saying is be on the lookout for that. What is Brock Lesnar's nickname? The Beast? No.
The Beast incarnate.
The Beast incarnate. Yeah. Well, there's the Beast incarnate's daughter, and she's coming. So get the hell out of the way. Rain. 1FC released today something, and I'd like to do a reaction video with you.
Okay.
I'm just throwing out a bunch of like random things here, but this came out. I recorded it. I haven't watched the whole thing, but this was an announcement trailer. I hope that this does not get cut off YouTube. Okay. I think if we say this is a reaction video and the way I'm going to play it, our faces are going to be on the side. So, Rain, people can hear us while this is playing.
Okay. That's a good heads up. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this stupid crap. So be reactive. You know what I mean? Like, okay. like those dorks do it on YouTube. You know?
Oh my God. No.
I honestly hate it so much when I watch grown men do that. It's so stupid. It's so fake. But anyways, let's watch this. Let's watch this. Give your honest reaction to this. I don't know if you know anything about this. I have not watched the whole thing, but here we go.
Being at the top of your game is a lonely pursuit. For over a decade, my team and I have built the one brand into a billion-dollar sports media empire. Throughout my life, I've been a warrior in the ring and in the boardroom. Now, I need a champion who can conquer fears, doubts, and insecurities.
One of those guys is a PJJ guy.
And go to the next level.
I don't recognize
across two
else.
Of the world's most advanced and modern countries, Singapore and Qatar.
Go, Mikey!
10 candidates must prove their mettle in a fear-ignited gauntlet of physical tasks and business challenges.
You want to keep that curiosity.
Not like customers would realize.
I don't buy this. This is a definite no-go.
In this cutthroat world where like business is a constant war.
Like this. That's it. I don't give a
there can be...
I hate bullies and I hate liars.
Only one winner.
We want to find the next superstar. Nobody asked you to be here. You can leave.
Look how low button his shirt is.
I need rising superstars who can break new ground and make history. Ready to fight and hungry to win at my side. All fighting for one dream. A $250,000 job offer and the once in a lifetime opportunity to work directly with me. Welcome to the world's toughest edition of
there
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice to Netflix.
All right. So when I saw the boardroom, by the way, I thought of The Apprentice. So great job, by the way, by showing that boardroom, because that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, this is like The Apprentice. But are they like, you know, fighting like each other physically to be, you know, The Apprentice? And
so this is season two. There was a season one. I don't know that we could get it in North America. I remember looking for it and I couldn't find it. There's one guy.
Now I want to watch it.
You want to watch that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, look, just by looking at that promo, I was like, wait a
really?
Minute. Yeah.
I mean, why not? Right. So this is season two. I'm surprised that it's on Netflix because their events are on Amazon.
Well, I don't think a lot of people are like, you know, going to Amazon for content like that. For the most part, I think at least here in the States, you know, we go to Amazon for Thursday Night Football and, you know, 1FC. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know, but maybe it helps diversify their audience as well.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this is to win a job offer. Right. This is a job. So in the first season, I know in the first season, I did look this up because I knew this was about The Apprentice, but the girl that won the first season, she ended up staying on for at least one more year with the company. Like, it's not like she got dumped right after the 1 year. So she must have done well. She was the chief of staff to Kshatri. So.
Oh.
I don't know if this means his chief of staff is gone and now he's hiring another one, or maybe it's just a different job to work within the company.
Maybe.
Contradictory to the fact that I've read before that that 1FC had laid off like 10% of their staff or something like that. Regardless, he's made room for this. It's a TV show. to bring more eyes to 1FC. Let's get some more money into this company. We need them to stay alive so they can keep supporting Taylor. Right. Yeah. Anyways, interested in the show?
I am. Yeah. And you know what? I just thought of this. I remember, you know, whenever I would visit my family in the Philippines, you know, they watch a lot of Netflix. So maybe that's why, you know, it's on Netflix, you know, versus Amazon Prime. Cause you know, maybe if they put the show on Amazon Prime, there's not really that much of a reach compared to putting it on Netflix.
Yeah. Get it to as many views as possible. Get as many people to see it, right? Keep growing that audience. I mean, yeah, it's interesting. The one guy there, the nerdy looking dude, that's the BJJ guy that they've got, Mikey Muscemi.
Okay. So
he must be doing it. Normally, I don't think athletes were in it before. So maybe he's like, because he looks nerdy and stuff, maybe he's like a cool guy to add to it. And maybe he'll add, you know, I bet you people will tune in to see him for sure. Because he's a bit of a phenom and whatever. So people will probably tune into the show for that. So, hey, good luck, man. Good luck. I don't like that they're doing an MMA-ish reality show because we've already said we're doing one.
I know. So, are they listening to us right now?
Yeah, so back off, Shatri, back off, right? This is our territory, but that's fine. Anyways, looks interesting. So there you go. 1FC has their reality show, The Apprentice Season 2 coming up. I will say, Rain, and I want to put this on the record. Now, I do like 1FC. I support them, and I hope they do well. And, of course, Taylor's there. So I don't want to get anyone in trouble. But I do have to make one prediction here today, Rain, because I want it to be on the record. On the right side here, I'm putting it up. You see Sage Northcutt, Super Sage Northcutt from UFC fame. And he's fighting Shinya Aoki in his retirement match. So the guy on the left, it's his retirement match. They're fighting. And it's going to be the retirement fight, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying right now, Rain, that fight is going to be rigged.
You think so?
And Sage Northcutt is going to win. Okay? I'm just putting it on the record right now. Today is what? Today is December something? 11th. Huh? 11th. Yeah. December 11th, 2023. Timmy B is telling you that the Sage versus Aoki fight, Sage is going to win. And it's going to be controversial in some way. Either they both didn't try, the finish is going to be weird, the decision is going to be weird, something's going to happen. I just feel it in my bones. I think that Aoki is okay with giving up a win to the next big thing. And there's going to be some sort of thing.
I don't know. I hope not. I mean, I, you know.
His
Rain. Whatever the result is, it's not rigged.
I don't know that it's... There'll be something funny. We didn't talk about it, but BKFC had a big fight maybe a month or a couple months ago where two legendary Muay Thai guys fought in BKFC. My buddy and I watched the fight. The whole time, Rain, they throw like maybe two punches to the face. All the punches are to the body. It was the weirdest friggin' thing. Even the commentators were like, I wish these guys would be more aggressive. Like, it was really weird. Every other fight on the card, within the first round, people were cut up and stitched. Because in bare knuckle, like, once you get hit in the face, like, you're getting cut up.
Yeah.
These two guys, by the end of it, looked as fresh as a daisy. There's weird stuff that goes on sometimes. And I just don't know, but I just feel like that fight, I'm just putting on the record now, something weird is going to happen. Sage's last fight was very questionable to me, too. When he won, there was this weird thing where he tapped. We documented it on the podcast. He, like, taps the guy, and then he goes into his move, and the guy submits really quick. And we're like, was that, like, a indicator to the guy? Like, hey, dude, now's the time? There's just something weird. Anyways, Rain, I don't want to get us legally in trouble for this, but I'm just saying. There's weird stuff afoot. Okay, next thing, Rain, I'm going to ask you the question. This was on Instagram. People were saying, would you rather be a undefeated UFC champion or a two-division champion?
Well, I'd rather be an undefeated UFC champion, mostly because I don't want to be, you know, a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. Right. Like for me, it's like I'd rather, you know, be a master of my division, right? I'm undefeated. And when you hear my name, it's like synonymous to undefeated in this division.
Very interesting. Do you worry that people would say you never really fought the best, or that maybe you never challenged yourself?
I guess, like, for me, you know, I think making it to the top of my division, I think, says a lot already. You know, you can always look at it in different perspectives, right? So there's that wherein, like, you know what, I'm at the top of my division, undefeated. I'm happy this way, you know?
Yeah.
As you can always look at it in a way wherein, you know what, let me try, I'm done with this division, been undefeated. Let me try something else, you know? So if you're going to say, if I'm going to be undefeated in two divisions, I'll pick that, you know, but.
Cool. Calm down, Rain. Yeah. Undefeated in one or champ.
Or champ, yeah.
And so, you're saying undefeated in one division.
That's what I would, what I would rather be. Champ to me is also good. It goes to show that, you know, I can try in both divisions, you know, prove myself in both divisions, you know, whether I win X amount of fights, lose X amount of fights, great. But for me, it's all about, like, the legacy, like, you know, when I get to the finish line, right? You know, my legacy would be like, you know what? Yeah, Rain's, like, really good. You know, she was, like, at the top of this division, undefeated, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I am going to go with champ. I think we've talked about it in the podcast before. I always appreciate when people bounce back from adversity. I always think that shows greater character or, you know, internal fortitude to be able to, like, bounce back from a setback or from a defeat in life in general. You know, there's too many people these days walking around thinking life is so easy, right? Nobody tells them no. There's no scores in kids' soccer games, right? Like, crap like that. It's like, no, like, I feel like you need to lose. You need to be defeated in order to be able to truly rise. So I think for me, understanding that the champ option means you're going to have lost a few times, I would go for champ. So it's an interesting debate. People are putting it up all over online. Of course, once one site puts it up, everyone just copies it. But but yeah, people are saying, like, champion, undefeated champ or champ. Like, that's, you know, that's the debate going on. But okay, let us know what you guys think. What you guys think. Would you rather be an undefeated champ or a two-division champion? Rain, the next thing we will talk about, I think I'll just show you this. This is pretty funny too. So this weekend, we've got the championship fight at the UFC, Leon Edwards versus Colby Covington, right? So this is, I got to get rid of this banner here. This is Colby Covington, baby. He is America's champion. He is fighting Leon Edwards for that title. But what I wanted to show you here, and the news was that Bilal Muhammad, Rain, the guy that many people do not like, this poor gentleman, he is the backup fighter for the fight. So if either one of them doesn't make it or gets sick or whatever, blah, 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 he is going to be the backup fighter. And so, Rain, he posts this, and he posts at the top. Do you want to read that out while I search for something?
Bilal's tweet?
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Bilal, by the way. This is not from me. Bilal said, two most inactive bums in welterweight. Leon's fought four times since 2021. Colby's fought twice, and I fought seven times.
Yeah. So there we go. He is not happy with what has been done here. Let me get this off the screen. So he's not happy that he's not getting the title fight. Rain, if you go to that tweet at what's his thing here? I think it's
Bully B170.
Bully B170 or whatever his, at Bully B170 on X. He gets slaughtered with comments on it.
I bet.
Like, people just going, you're the worst. Nobody cares about you, blah, blah. It's really bad, Rain. Like, I mean, it's really bad when he's posting these things. I gotta feel like this guy, you can't, I don't know how you ignore that. Like, he's very active on Twitter as well. But to just get the slaughtering of comments.
Yeah.
It's tough, boy. I mean, how do you think this guy deals with this? Like,
well, judging by him, you know, posting that tweet, I don't think he really cares about what people think about him. Right. Yeah, because right. You know, if you read that tweet, it's like, okay, you know, posting something like that, it's like, okay, well, you should be aware of what people, of how people will perceive that tweet and how people will react, especially if you're posting it on a platform where people can respond to you. You know,
the whole point of it is to get responses and comments. Right?
That's the thing. I think he's trying to get attention, you know, trying to start a fire, basically.
I don't know, Ring. It's just so tough to see that. I mean, I was going to read some of them online, but they get progressively worse and worse.
As you keep scrolling down, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's worse and worse. Like, and it's just, I mean, I'm just scrolling forever, you know? Yeah. And there's like a couple of supportive comments, but like for the most part, boy, people do not like this Bilal guy. And I just think it's so funny. Like, can you imagine if, like, you bought tickets to this pay-per-view and you go there and you're like, it's Colby versus Leon. This is going to be incredible. And then one of them bails out. And now you get Bilal versus the other. Like, people are going to be like, I don't want these tickets anymore. Get this. Right? Like, just terrible, terrible. But that's pretty funny. So, but anyways, Bilal is the backup fighter. This weekend, though, we do have Colby versus Leon, which is very exciting. If Colby wins, and Donald Trump does not come into the middle of that octagon and put the belt around him, I will be extremely upset. Like, this is the guy who has gone to the White House. He takes several photos with Donald Trump. Like, he's the biggest Trump supporter. I think a lot of it is in part because it knows it gets him a lot of, like, reaction, like, negative and positive. Uh-huh. But dude has played it up forever. He's a total character. And he fights for the title this weekend, Reigns. So will you be watching that pay-per-view?
I will be watching that pay-per-view for sure. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So it will be exciting. There are other good fights on the card, but that's like the main fight that we care about. What else do I have here that I want to show before we're out of here? Here's some photos of Taylor. I totally forgot to put these up, but here is her winning her Rose to One.
Hey, Team Tay Tay, let's go.
Team Tay Tay. So those are the photos of her. We have everything else. We got your birthday thing. We got Sam Alvey, of course, fighting this weekend.
Let's go. He looks so pissed off in that poster, by the way. He's not smiling. Yeah. He looks grumpy.
Yeah. No, Sam's the worst. he's a great guy. Great guy. He's been training with Sean Strickland. He's been training with a bunch of people after we spoke with him. So he's ready to kick ass this weekend. So, you know, pray to every martial arts god, you know, that Sam Alvey wins that gold title. That will be the Cinderella story to end all Cinderella stories, Rain. Like, he had a great UFC career, but he ended it on like the longest losing streak of all time. Mm-hmm. Right. But I think because he's just such a good guy and he did, you know, like he's a good guy and he's a company man, they just kept him along. But unfortunately, it didn't end well for him. Then he turns around and now he's won two straight out of the organization and now he's going for a title belt. I mean, if he wins that title belt, you immediately make a Netflix movie of him.
Yeah. Like, and that's, you know, character right there, you know, always seeing the glass half full and always he has that smile on his face and he attracts the vibes and all the blessings. So, you know, we hope that you win. Smile and say, let's go.
It's going to be incredible. If he wins, I heard that the next challenger for the title is Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Stop. Now I'm kind of torn now if that happens. I don't know who I'm going to cheer for.
I mean, I would just vacate the title if they put me up against her. That's all I'm saying. Like Timmy B versus Brock Lesnar's daughter? No, thank you. I'm out of here. I'm gone. You'll never see me again.
So would you, like, okay, so if it's down between MMA or wrestling, right, like WWE, where would you rather see Brock Lesnar's daughter?
MMA.
Okay.
It's
same
real.
Thing for me, actually. I'd
it's
rather
see her. Real. I want to see her really compete.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see her really go at it. And also, I think, like, if you were to put her into WWE wrestling, yeah, I don't, like, they'll play her off as a heel or whatever. She'll get booed the crap out of or whatever. Like, that's not, I don't know, like talking about like Bilal Muhammad, right? I don't know how people can take that, like all that crazy negativity and all that. You have to have a certain type of character to be able to withstand that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
so to go into WWE and who knows how they're going to portray you.
Yeah.
No offense, but the ones that normally get the love are the ones that are like gorgeous. So if you go in there and you're like an awesome Kong or something, you know what I mean? Like you're some big monster girl. I don't know that you're going to get the love that would be nice to get. Whereas if she competes in MMA, she could be a champion. And regardless, because of your skill, you are going to be applauded and cheered for, right? So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Rain, for me, you know, I feel like if she goes to WWE, she might get overshadowed by her, you know, dad's career in the WWE, right? So I feel like as much as she admires her father, I think she also deserves her own spotlight, you know. So I think if she would rather, I'd rather to see her in MMA.
Rain, let me just explain to you, Rain. No matter where this girl goes,
she'll get the spotlight.
She will be overshadowed by her father because she literally is Brock Lesnar. Like, literally, Brock, you got to dye your hair. You got to do something. You can't go out there looking exactly like Brock Lesnar. I mean, if you want to make a name for yourself anywhere. But if I had a famous dad, I'd be riding his coattails too. So, you know, Rain, I think that is it for today. Again, go support Rain for her birthday. Do the donation drive, guys. Please, please, please do that. Rain, is there anything else that you wanted to say before we go? We're doing very well on time.
I just want to say thank you again to Taylor. We are hashtag Team Tay Tay. So enjoy your birthday and your trip to Thailand. And thank you to all of you guys for listening to us here on Fight Inside Podcast. I've been really enjoying my time here. So I'm glad you guys are listening to me as well. You know.
Yeah. Rain, we love having you here. Again, next week we've got Liz Carmouche. Then we are going to do our end of year show. So we're going to do some awards for the end of the year. So we have to pick like best fight of the year, best fighter of the year, best blah, blah, blah. Like we'll pick a few categories that we can play with. We normally bring in two other guests. So we'll have like the four of us and we can vote on the winners and stuff like that. I do have to plan that very soon. So I got to get my butt in gear and get that done. And then we're going to end the year with our podcast with Drikus. No. Woo-hoo! How do we say it, Rain, properly?
Drikus Duplessis.
Boom. DDP is on the podcast. We already filmed the interview with him, so that is it. It's in the books. It's done. So that is going to come out as our end of year show, like on the New Year's week. That will be that show. And then, yeah, Rain, we keep going. We keep going into the new year. We keep kicking ass. Keep finding new guests if we can. And we go from there. All right. That is it, guys. I will put a couple of videos here. So for the audio podcast, that is it. Right now on video, you will see I'll put a couple up here. Who should I put up? Maybe I'll put a Regan Gowing one since we talked about her and her inappropriate wording. And then maybe we'll do the Frank, the translator one, because those are both 1FC related. So, guys, thank you so much. Rain.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one. See ya.